The San Pedro River originates around 10 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border and is the last free-flowing river in the American Southwest. Its unique ecosystem is home to hundreds of bird species and many mammals, reptiles, and amphibians. Its preservation has been considered vital over the past few decades, but as more people move nearby, the water source is being used more, leading to levels dropping and worries about the San Pedro's future increasing. Annette McGivney wrote about the San Pedro for Arizona Highways and is with me. So, Annette, how would you describe the San Pedro Riparian National Conservation Area?
It is a beautiful desert riparian area that flows. Unusually, it flows north, so it flows from Sonora, Mexico, into southern Arizona, and it's lined with cottonwood and willow trees and lots of birds in the trees and bushes, and water flows over moss-covered rocks with little fish that you can see swimming around, and it's just like a little riparian paradise.
And about how many species of birds or reptiles are there?
There are something like more than 300 unique species of birds that visit there or live there. And then there's quite a few reptiles as well. For my story, I talked to one researcher who specifically studied lizards there because there's so many different lizards.
So it's the last free-flowing river in the American Southwest. How has that been able to remain the case?
I guess luck is part of it.
Yeah.
It may not stay that way, but it has been protected since 1988 by the Bureau of Land Management. It was designated as the San Pedro Riparian Conservation Area. Mm-hmm. So that has prevented dams from being built since 1988. Before that, it was private land and was actually like in bad shape for a while environmentally because of overgrazing. So since the Bureau of Land Management has taken over, it's been restored environmentally, and fortunately no dams have been built.
And what are some of the potential hazards or obstacles that may be coming its way?
So the biggest threat right now is development. The cities of Fort Huachuca and Sierra Vista have doubled in size since the San Pedro Riparian Conservation Area was designated in 1988. And so, you know, Sierra Vista has become a very popular retirement community, and then Fort Huachuca has grown with military personnel coming there. And so both those cities draw all their water from groundwater. And so they are pulling down the aquifer, which really lowers the water in the San Pedro. And they have recently installed some laws to try and minimize groundwater withdrawal, but it's still the population keeps growing there, so it's still very much a threat to the San Pedro because the plants, the cottonwood and the willow, they can't take their roots, like, keep going deeper. They draw from shallow water, and so they need that water table to stay high.
So as the population grows, do you have any indication that people who are coming in actually know enough about the San Pedro and actually care about it? I mean, other than those who are trying to keep it protected and preserve it, is there a feeling that there is respect for it and or not? Or is this more about just let's grow?
The feeling I got when I was down there hiking was that there is quite a bit of respect for the river and that people really are proud of the conservation area. And there's a very active organization called Friends of the San Pedro that's based in Sierra Vista. And so all these people that are retirees that moved to Sierra Vista, they seem very active in Friends of the San Pedro, and they are out there leading guided hikes, bird walks, and they are very proactive in trying to champion regulations that would protect the groundwater. But, you know, as you don't have to look around very far to see that real estate development and the money that it draws, it's hard to fight sometimes, you know, and so it's still very much of a threat, and I do probably think that there are plenty of people in Sierra Vista that depend on the growth of that economy and, you know, don't want to give that up for environmental protections.
Is there great concern that we're not just talking about drying up, we're talking about drying up at a pretty rapid rate?
Right. You know, it was maybe before they instituted these regulations within the last 5 years or so, there was a very dire threat to the San Pedro. It was literally like drying up. It was going away. And it was an emergency, and so these regulations were put in place. So it kind of held off that dire consequence of the river drying up completely, but it's still, the water table still goes down, and people I talked to with Friends of the San Pedro said that during certain times of year, sometimes the river does go away, and, you know, that does happen with desert rivers, but in the summer especially, you know, the water is not flowing in places where it used to. And so, you know, that is a concern. And I guess it's hard to think of a solution that would allow Sierra Vista to continue to grow at the rate that it does and not impact the San Pedro, because they have to, that's where they're getting their water. So all those people have to get water from somewhere. So I think that the ultimate solution would be they would need to draw their water from other sources, like Phoenix obviously used to draw most of its water from groundwater, and that had really bad consequences. And then they started getting their water from a reservoir system, so that groundwater was no longer the single source for economic growth.
There's certainly concern, and even more especially over the last 3 years or so with the Trump administration and how the administration has acted when it comes to environmental issues. That concern has grown. I imagine it's grown in the case of San Pedro as well.
Right, definitely. You know, it used to be a heavily grazed area for cattle, and, you know, that was just for people in the region, ranchers, to make money. And then cattle were removed from the San Pedro, which allowed the San Pedro to recover, and it's just this lush oasis now. But if cattle were allowed to come back and graze the way they were before, it would definitely roll back all that environmental restoration. And so it's really important that we all advocate for conservation measures in places like the San Pedro instead of allowing resource users like grazing, mining, natural gas development, that all of that, you know, is takes a backseat to preserving the natural landscape.
All right, that is Annette McGivney. We're talking about her recent article for Arizona Highways about the San Pedro River and the riparian National Conservation Area. Annette, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.